my boo thing, my boy Shay Shay. What a way to start the weekend. The original plan this evening was to talk about the dreadful, abysmal, embarrassing, catastrophic book sales of Jemele Hill's memoir. Actually, I can't even call them book sales because she ain't selling any books. At this point, we might as well call them book donations, table proppers for unbalanced tables. The publishing company's actually donated more books than they've sold. We might get into that tomorrow because one of our favorite shitfucks, one of our favorite victims, the man who puts the respect and rectum respecters, the man who is notorious for his bongo festivals. Here on the channel, this man needs no introduction. Hey, it's me, Shay Shay. Skippy is my baby. I'm talking, of course, about Shannon Sharp. Now, I see what you did there, Shay Shay. I see what you did this morning. I know we have been giving a lot of attention to Smelly Jemele this week. Hell, it's been months since we have dedicated an entire video to your shitfuckery. We have been so busy with the constantly changing wigs of Joy Reid, the racial propaganda of Tiffer the Bongo Sniffer, the growing forehead of Stephen A. Smith. Poor Stevie. Poor guy. His forehead is beginning to look like low tide at the beach. Those mouth farts are so strong, so foul, that his hair continues backing away from his face. Ryan Clark, L. Duncan, Malika Andrews, Don Lemon, Brian Stelter, Jake the Bongo Tapper. We have been so focused on higher profile shitfucks that poor Shay Shay has been feeling neglected. He feels like we have forgotten him. To be honest, I can understand why he would feel this way. It is not difficult for undisputedly woke to go unnoticed. Ratings for this dump are beyond embarrassing. I had someone email me the other day. KC, you are way too obsessed with ratings. Ratings are not a true reflection of the popularity of a show. Oh yeah? Well, you tell me how to measure it then. Now, ratings aren't the only metric, but it's damn sure the most important, the most visible. I do this every day. I analyze the mainstream media every day. Every week, I see Stephen A. Smith generating headlines for something. Joy Reid does the same thing, CNN, MSNBC. For the first time in months, Shannon Sharp was able to generate mainstream attention. Now, why doesn't he usually generate headlines? No one's watching this fucking show. Wednesday, Undisputedly Woke drew 127,000 viewers. Shay Shay and Skippy Bebe, they struggle to crack the top 100 on cable. They are consistently beaten by shit like Blue's Clues, Bitchin' Rides, Back to the Farm. Hell, The Daily Show. The Daily Show has nine toes in the grave. It doubles the audience of Undisputedly Woke. Last night, I'm sitting there, I'm working on the sports book trying to stay ahead. With college basketball starting this week, the next few months are the busiest time of year. So, sitting there, I'm working. I notice a text notification light up on my phone. I check the message. It's from Shay Shay. The message read, "Hey KC, it's Shay. I'm all in my feelings. My feelings have been crushed. You have been ignoring me for months. Watch the show tomorrow morning. I promise you, I have come up with something so incredibly stupid. Even you will be shocked at what I say." It takes a lot to surprise me. When you study the world of stupidity for a living, you become desensitized to the ignorance. But Shay Shay, Shay Shay did not disappoint. This morning on Undisputedly Woke, they were talking about the suspension of Kyrie Irving. Now, this is something else that I'm confused with. Here on the channel, we have defended Kyrie Irving from the beginning. Matter of fact, when all these accusations of anti-Semitism were being thrown at Kyrie Irving, we might have been one of the only platforms that came to his defense. While the shitfucks were calling him a racist, while they were pushing to have him silenced, we defended his right to speak. Now they are doing what they do best, shifting the narrative. All of a sudden, they're coming to the defense of Kyrie Irving. They are claiming the suspension is too harsh. The Nets are being unreasonable. Some, like Shay Shay Sharp, they are even taking it a step further and claiming that we're the ones trying to have Kyrie Irving canceled. Earlier this morning, Shannon Sharp tried to compare the suspension of Kyrie Irving to the lack of punishment for Houston Texans owner Bob McNair. Now, back in 2017, Bob McNair, He condemned NFL players for kneeling for the national anthem. He said NFL owners couldn't get themselves into a situation where the inmates are running the asylum. Now, that phrase, that is a common phrase. People have been using it for decades. But of course, shit fucks. They tried to turn that into mythical racism. Now, listen to Shay Shay. Compare the two scenarios, two situations, and the sheer stupidity that comes out of his mouth. Roll the film.
Nothing happened.
Should he been forced to sell at
but
that
here's
point?
The thing. It wasn't what should have happened. Nothing happened. That's what the problem was. Nothing happened. And there goes my point, is that it seems to me that they can say things. And their actions, they're not bound by the same restrictions as we are when we say things or do things. And that is the problem a large portion of the black community have.
Shannon, I would like to think if there was such a thing as a book and a movie that were, to quote Rolling Stone about this one, venomously anti-black. If that, I can't even imagine it existed, that existing in this country, but if it were, and any white entertainer or basketball star or football or baseball star dared to post a link to that, that player would lose his whole career.
Man,
he would be done.
After what President Trump has said about the American Jews versus the Israeli Jews and what he's tweeted and what he's posted, and he ain't got canceled yet. So don't give me that if this would have happened, if that would have happened, because we've seen in instances when they have done things, they've never been canceled.
Really? Really? Do I even need to sit here and explain the stupidity of this? Number one, and I cannot believe Shannon Sharpe is putting me in a situation where I'm actually agreeing with Skip Bayless. But number one, what did Bob McNair say in 2017 that justified punishment? For starters, he's the owner of the team. Keyword, owner, boss, the guy that signs the checks. In order for Roger Goodell to punish an NFL owner, they've got to do something egregious. Dan Snyder, for example. Dan Snyder is the worst owner in professional sports. And look at how difficult that situation is for the NFL. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones condemned players who knelt for the national anthem too. Actually, Jerry Jones outright banned his players from kneeling. I don't remember shitfucks wanting him to be punished. But KC, Bob McNair said inmates can't run the asylum. That has racial connotations because most prisoners identify as black men. Yeah, okay. Like I said, that phrase has been used for decades. The only reason it has racial connotations is because you tie race into it. Number two, Shay Shay is complaining about this so-called double standard. He makes the claim that white and black men aren't held to the same standards. I happen to agree with him 100%. He just had the roles reversed. Now, according to Shannon Sharpe, if a black man says something offensive, he's automatically canceled. White dude says something offensive, he's given a pass. He used Donald Trump as an example. Last month, Donald Trump said the following on his app Truth Social. Quote, "No president has done more for Israel than I have. American Jews have to get their act together and appreciate what they have in Israel before it's too late," end quote. Now, to be fair, I couldn't find the context or even the reason why he said this, but just hearing it on the surface, what the hell's so offensive about that? I didn't take those remarks as Trump pitting American Jews against Israeli Jews. It sounded to me like he was actually trying to unite them, trying to get Americans to realize Israel's our ally, not our enemy. Shannon Sharpe complained that Donald Trump didn't get canceled over these remarks. I know Shay Shay's never been accused of being an intellectual. He might have made straight A's at Woke U, but he consistently fails Common Sense 101. So let me see if I can explain this to Shay Shay where it'll make sense. Shay, I don't know if you know this. Donald Trump owns Truth Social. When you own something, you're allowed to do and say whatever the fuck you want. Donald Trump's not going to cancel himself. He's not going to spin around and kick his own ass off his own app. Now, I know your vision can get a bit blurry when your face is constantly buried in tossed salad, but where the hell has Shannon Sharpe been the last few years? I swear to God, these people actually think we're stupid. You claim white men don't get canceled, we're given a free pass. Was I dreaming when Donald Trump was kicked off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram? The guy had to create his own platform just to have a voice. They tried to completely silence him. What about Alex Jones? Last I checked, he was a white dude. Last I checked, he's banned from every platform. They tried to cancel Aaron Rodgers because he refused to get Fauci fucked. Do I need to keep going? Sharon Osbourne, Piers Morgan, J.K. Rowling. They tried to cancel Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan. Please explain to me how these people were given a pass. Because I can explain to Shay Shay people who were actually given a pass. Why don't we start with LeBron James? 2 years ago, LeBron vaguely threatened a police officer. He told him, "You're next." Now, the cop shot a black teenage girl who was trying to stab and kill another black teenage girl. The cop actually saved the girl's life. LeBron did what he does best, jumped to conclusions, assumed this was another white cop killing an unarmed black kid. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did the NBA suspend LeBron James? Did Nike drop him from his billion-dollar contract? Were there any repercussions at all? LeBron was given a pass. How many times on the channel have we highlighted the racial rhetoric of Joy Reid? Last summer, Stephen A. Smith was accused of mythical racism when he said Shohei Ohtani would never be the face of Major League Baseball because he didn't speak English. Is Stephen A. still on ESPN? Is he on Twitter? I could keep going, but you get the point. And look, I'm not saying Joy Reid should be canceled. I don't want LeBron James to be punished over something that he says. I want everyone to have the ability to speak freely. I don't have to agree with you politically. I don't have to agree with what you're saying to defend your right to say it. But for Shannon Sharp to go on national television and claim white people are given a pass and minorities aren't over speech, that is blatant propaganda. This is why I call it mythical racism. It's literally a myth. But hey, credit to Shay Shay. After months of obscurity, he finally found a way to get noticed. I guess there's no such thing as bad publicity. But give me your thoughts. Shannon Sharp claims black men are immediately canceled while white people are constantly given a pass. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.